Hello and welcome to the Football Hour Extra Time. This is me, Alex Mearns, and I'm joined with my fellow co-presenter, Ryan Elliott. How are you, Ryan?
I'm very good, Alex. I'm looking forward to getting another quiz under my belt today.
Yeah, we're doing our weekly pub quiz where you don't tell me anything about the subject, but you're just going to give me football questions and hopefully my background knowledge will serve me right.
Yeah, well, it was a poor effort last time. 6 out of 10, haven't got 9 out of 10 in the previous week. So let's get quizzical, Alex. This week's topic is Brits abroad.
Brits abroad, lovely.
Yes, so are you ready?
Get the suntan lotion and the swimming shorts out, Alex, because I'm going on holiday.
Absolutely, you are.
All right, well, there you go. Quite.
Right, so question one. Name either one of the two English players currently playing in Italy's top flight.
Oh, God. Either one of the English players playing in the Italian top flight.
Correct.
They're just English.
Yes, that's two it. Englishmen.
Is there?
Yes. And they're both at big clubs.
Really?
Yes.
Big clubs?
Yes.
Ashley Cole's not there anymore.
Correct, he's gone.
Oh, well, that's one of them lost. Ryan, I feel like I'm going to crumble under the pressure. I don't know.
Is that a zero? You're taking the zero?
I'm taking the hit.
Chelsea's youngster Chalobah is currently on loan at Napoli.
Yeah.
And of course, the next Paul Gascoigne, Ravel Morrison, is at Lazio still somewhere.
Is he causing trouble?
In the back corridors. Yeah, he's still there apparently.
All right, well, I'm disappointed, but I'm not that disappointed.
It's a poor start.
It is a poor start. 0 out of 1.
Okay, second question.
Yeah.
How many countries did former Newcastle and Spurs man Chris Waddle play in during his career?
Just a second. I'm on holiday abroad.
Yes, you are.
I haven't had a Jägerbomb yet. Barman, a few Jägerbombs here, please.
Need some.
Please, Jägerbombs, please. This is a pub quiz, right?
It absolutely is.
Well, we need some Jägerbombs.
Yeah, drinking on the job's
especially
acceptable.
Especially if we're at Magaluf.
Yeah, why not? Why not?
Right, sorry, what was the question? 3 or 4 Jägerbombs?
It is 4. It's how many countries did former Newcastle and Spurs man Chris Waddle play in during his career?
How many countries? Well, 1, England.
Yes.
2, France.
Okay.
And, 2.
The answer's in fact 3.
Oh, I should have just said 3.
He did have a brief spell in Scotland's lower tiers before he retired.
Who for?
I think it was East Stirling.
Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I even listened to an interview with Chris Waddle. I don't ever remember him saying that. It was 2 hours long as well.
Oh, wow. They didn't do an East Stirling section. Yeah. 0 out of 2. Let's move on to 3. This is a bit easier. Which club did Gary Lineker play for between spells at Everton and Tottenham?
Barcelona.
Correct.
Ding, ding, ding. 1 out of 3. Boom, boom.
He's finally off the mark, even if it was a bit slow. Another easy one here.
Oh, here's a question.
Go on.
Who was the manager he played for? Was it only one season he was there?
Was it Bobby Robson?
I think it was Bobby Robson, wasn't it?
That sounds about right. Yeah.
Or was it Terry Venables his manager?
It's got to be one of the two.
Anyway.
God bless Bobby.
All right, okay. Yeah, I only did that just so hopefully you'd get one wrong like I've been
getting wrong.
Wow.
No, you're not catching me out today. I've done my research.
Okay.
Right, moving on to the 4th question. Which Spanish club was Alan Hutton loaned out to in 2013?
I know this one, because this... I remember I used to watch Revista de la Liga on Sky every single week when Alan Hutton was on loan.
Poor man.
And they got relegated, the team he was playing for, and every single goal I ever watched on the highlights was partly fault of Alan Hutton.
Poor Alan Hutton.
It was Mallorca.
It was.
Yes.
It absolutely was.
And they're still not back.
Yeah, that's true. He's left a legacy. You can't knock him for that.
It's true.
2 out of 4. Moving on to the 5th. Gareth Bale was the second Welshman to play for a top-flight Spanish side. But who was the first?
Oh, who was the first?
Yeah, the first Welshman.
Mark Hughes.
That's absolutely correct again.
Yes.
He's finally making a recovery. 3 out of 5.
Who did he play for? Stage. Barcelona.
He did play for Barcelona, yeah. Getting a bit harder now. Name any one of the 3 Scotsmen to have played in Italy's top flight.
Oh, Scotsman. Souness.
That is correct. Well done.
Any one of the 3?
Yes.
Oh, right. So I've done it.
Yeah, you have.
All right, brilliant.
The other two were Joe Jordan and Dennis Law.
I think I wouldn't have got that, but maybe if I searched right to the bottom of my brain, but...
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a fan of them, all three of them players.
Is that 4 out of 6?
Yeah.
You're on a real charge here. Let's keep the momentum going, shall we? Name every country other than England that Beckham has played in.
Every country other than England. Italy.
Yes.
America.
Yes.
And, sorry, Spain.
Is that your final answer?
And is it Canada? Because is there a Canadian team in the MLS?
Is that your answer?
No, not.
It's not Canada, but is that your final answer?
Yeah.
You've missed PSG.
Oh, no.
One absolute disaster.
Talking about Canada.
One of the most emotional moments of all time, and you're talking about Canada.
Oh, I love you, Bex, as well. I love you, mate.
Well, I hope he's not listening this week.
I'm crying.
We know he does listen
most
weeks.
Crying like David Beckham crying off that pitch.
In Canada.
Came off. Canada, because it's so cold.
His hair would still be perfect, though.
Yeah, so lid is always superb.
He's spot on.
Yeah.
Let's get him back. Right, David, if you're listening, we're sorry Alex got that wrong, and you're free to join us anytime.
Yeah, you can come on the Football Hour anytime you like.
Right, 4 out of 7. Which manager signed Glenn Hoddle at Monaco in 1987?
1987... Arsene Wenger.
Yes.
Yes.
What a fantastic bit of trivia that is.
Yeah, that is a really good bit.
Yeah, 5 out of 8 now? Yeah, Wenger brought him over. One of his many masterstrokes.
Well done.
They also won the title, the pair of them, in France.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Good start.
Yeah, fantastic. Which club lured Kevin Keegan to play abroad in 1977?
Hamburg.
Yes.
And he also won the Ballon d'Or while he was there.
Yeah, he did. How many you got right now? Is that 7?
I've not got 3 right, and I've got the rest.
Oh, so you've got 6. Okay, 6 out of 9.
Oh, right. Okay, one more.
Yeah, one more left in you. Can you get it? For which foreign club did Emil Heskey score 10 goals in 42 league appearances?
Stop it.
What?
That's not a question.
Of course it is.
Emil Heskey scored 10 goals.
He did. 1 in 4. Prolific. Don't knock the man.
What country did Emil Heskey? It must be.
I need the club. So if you can't get the country,
oh the club.
You're a bit
stuck. I know. The country's Australia.
Yes.
Oh, I don't know any of the Australian teams. Melbourne.
It's incorrect. It was the Newcastle Jets, of
course.
Legendary spell.
Well,
fruitful.
fruitful. Well, I'm sorry I don't know the ins and outs of Emil Heskey's whole career,
but
I do remember the amazing goal in the 5-1 victory against Germany, so that is the most important. But Ryan, how did I do?
7 out of 10, that's not bad.
No, I didn't, I got 6.
Oh yeah, you got that wrong, didn't you? Right. Like 6 out of 10, that is bad.
Yeah.
It's the same as last week, we're not seeing any improvement from you.
There's
You're
no
really going to have to bring it next week.
Just like Emil Heskey's career. Not much improved.
He scored for Bolton that time. That
oh, yeah.
One time.
Oh, yes, he did. You've been listening to Let's Get Quizzical with our Quizmaster Supremo, Ryan Elliott. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
I've been Alex Mearns, and you're listening to the Football Hour Extra Time.